to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the Political Cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program. It's Saturday evening, March 24th, and I'm your host, James Edwards, and I'm coming to you live tonight from AM 1380 WLRM Radio in downtown Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AM/FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. thepoliticalcesspool.org. If you're not listening to us on one of the AM/FM affiliates, you got to be tuned in over the internet, and that's where you can get it done. If you can't catch us live, as you know, after the fact, the broadcast archives are always there. But again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that the CFCC.org chat room is now back up and in operation again, and almost nearly at full strength, or at equal strength to what it was before the crash of a few moments ago. But anyway, hats off to the CFCC web team. And it's great to be back in there with so many fans from around the country, again, around the world. I walked Keith Alexander down to his car during the last commercial break. And again, I've said it before, I'll say it again, it never gets old. Keith turns on the radio, it's dialed into one of the two affiliate stations in Memphis that play the Liberty News radio programming, of course, the Political Cesspool being among that. It's our ritual. At the end of each hour, we walk down, tune in, listen to the show a little bit. There's about a two-minute delay between what you're actually hearing and what we're actually saying. And so when we go down, we rush down and listen to a few minutes of ourselves. And then I come back up and do the rest of the show. But for everyone tuned in tonight in Memphis on AM 1380, AM 1600, glad to have you. Glad to have everyone here tonight. And now, as we said, Keith kind of got the program's feet wet into the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman story. Joining us now for the bulk of this hour to really lay it on the line is Kyle Rogers, our good friend. He is, of course, the webmaster of CSCC.org, the Council of Conservative Citizens. He is a member of the board of directors for the Council of Conservative Citizens. He runs our online chat, and he is a columnist, journalist for a publication in South Carolina, and his take on this story has received national attention, the Associated Press picking up Kyle's piece and running with it. Kyle, all that being said, welcome back. As I said in the chat earlier, you are the man of the hour, getting a lot of publicity this week. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was interviewed by the Associated Press, and then the Associated Press ran an article where I was mentioned prominently, and I told the guy to list me as Kyle Rogers, National Board Member for the Council of Conservative Citizens, which he did. And it was syndicated in at least 33 newspapers, including the Washington Post and the Denver Post, two big ones. The thing I write for is Examiner.com, which is nationwide. They don't have any actual print publications, but it's divided into all different markets, and so I'm basically a writer for the Charleston market. And if anyone else wants to apply to be a writer, I encourage you to do so. You can contact me, and I'll give you a link to follow. I'll actually get a referral fee if you sign up and start writing stuff, so be sure to write me and get my referral link. But basically what happened was way back on February 24th, the Orlando Fox station went out and interviewed the witness who called 911 and witnessed it. And he told Fox Orlando, he goes, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told police. This is the same statement. Zimmerman was laying on his back. Trayvon was on top of him, punching the crap out of him. Zimmer was the guy screaming like a girl and yelling for help, and that's what happened. And that interview was aired once and then flushed down the toilet by the mainstream media. And then virtually everything since then until yesterday evening pretended like that interview not only didn't exist, but writers started inventing fictional statements that they attributed to that witness. And then other witnesses would pick that up and embellish it. And then it got to be where I even saw people writing articles where they said two people saw it and called 911, and they both said. And all the time this interview sitting at Fox Orlando collecting dust. And then on March 16th, the police were under all kinds of pressure to release more information. So a group, the spokesman for the Stanford Police Department and detectives went to the offices of the Orlando Sentinel and laid it out. They said, here's the 9/11 tapes, and this is what Trayvon's parents said when we played them the 9/11 tapes. We said, is the person screaming Trayvon? And they said no. That all that information, it was published in one day in the Orlando Sentinel, and it was reported on some of the Orlando news. But then the very next day, it was like it never happened. Right. And then it continued on. Then the lawyer came. The lawyer for Trayvon's parents came out and said, the voice is Trayvon. And so all these newspapers, and he knew he was lying. The lawyer just lied. But all these newspapers said, oh, you could hear him, this young boy screaming. Oh, it's horrible. And so basically with this examiner.com, I had some success with it back last December. I had written some articles about Eric Holder and about the Obama's push to get the right to detain people indefinitely. And I had a few articles that got up to thousands of Facebook shares. And I thought that was pretty phenomenal. I thought that I was a big-time writer then. Well, Wednesday morning, I wrote an article. I had the links to the original February 27th interview, a newscast from March 16th about the police information, and I knew I was going to be attacked hard, but I thought that I'd reach a few people. Well, now, this article, it is now up to like 75,000 Facebook shares. Hundreds of thousands of people have now clicked on this article. And then Friday morning, a reporter from the AP office at the offices of the Orlando Sentinel contacted me through email and wanted a quote. And so he had an excerpt from my article and then a quote from me and who I was in an article he put out. And as I said, that was in at least 33 newspapers that I can find listed on Yahoo News. One of them's in Canada. And then there was a huge development Friday evening. And I believe, and I think that if people go to my article and look at it, and then click on my update and look at the Fox Tampa Bay video, they will agree with me. Fox Tampa Bay had a segment where they started out saying, tonight we have word from a witness we haven't heard from before.
Kyle, hold it.
Our sister station.
Kyle, hold it right there, buddy. We got to take a commercial break. Folks, I know a lot of information coming at you right now. We're going to put the pieces together and bring it all into sharp focus with the man who is making national news because of his take on this story, Kyle Rogers. Stay tuned. We're just getting started with this hour. We'll be right back.
America has lost her way, lost her morning, forgotten her direction. What once protected us from leftist theories and cloud-borne wish lists of egalitarian quacks and crackpots was that our principles and values were grounded on experience, what actually worked. As settlers built new political societies from scratch, from the ground up, America was based on personal responsibility, our right to manage our own affairs without the dictation of central planners or a distant bureaucracy. But we're losing that foundation. We're losing our liberty. At www.truthbasedlogic.com, we offer arguments for which the enemies of traditional America have no answers. Truthbasedlogic.com exists to help us better understand, defend, and restore the heritage we are losing.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
When the truth is found to be... Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Having a pretty intense discussion and debate tonight at the CSCC. .org chat room, the Political Cesspool virtual fan party. It's going on right now. CFCC.org. Join us. Full house in there. And of course, the administrator of CFCC.org and the chat is our guest tonight, journalist Kyle Rogers, who has been making national news as a result of his unique and refreshing take on the media's mishandling of the Trayvon Martin story. Now, let me just reset everything, Kyle, before you continue. Let me give everyone my thoughts straight from the hip. And I said this during the first hour. This story is tragic for any number of reasons. If Trayvon was shot in cold blood, then Zimmerman deserves to face swift justice for that. If he was shot in self-defense, the media, who has been so eager to conduct a public lynching and another witch hunt, they should spend an equal amount of time apologizing to the Zimmerman family for their obviously biased reporting. Now, that being said, what's the story? What's the story surrounding this case as it was originally presented? Well, as you know, their story is this innocent, sweet, young black child was walking down the street in Orlando on a night when it was about 80 degrees with his hoodie on, and he had just gone to the store to get some candy, and he was shot down by a racist white guy, Zimmerman. And you know what I think happened, Kyle? I think, and I know this from experience after 8 years in this business, I think that the media is so evil and so dishonest and so corrupt and lazy, so eager to put forth an anti-white narrative. I mean, there are no Klansmen out there shooting down black people. I mean, they would love that, but that isn't the case. Thank God. They saw the name Zimmerman. They heard racial epithet in a black victim. And before even finding out that Zimmerman was in fact Hispanic, they ran with this story. I really think that they did it before they ever even researched the facts. And I think that, you know, again, the lazy journalists, they just follow the leader. They parrot what's out there. They repost it and recirculate it. Whoever came up with this story first, everybody else just followed suit. Comes out later that this guy, in fact, is not white. He has a white father, or perhaps even a Jewish father, and a Latino mother. The victim, Trayvon Martin, was not a child. He's what, 20 years old? He was suspended from school.
Well, he's 17.
Oh, he's 17. Okay, it was the black teenager that was 20 in Tulsa that raped the 85-year-old woman to death. Okay, that wasn't a national news story. But he was suspended from school, flashing gang signs on his Facebook. Now, again, that doesn't earn him the right to be killed, and he shouldn't have paid that price for that. But he wasn't the innocent young schoolboy going to get candy, and he was shot down in cold blood. Again, the media here is putting forth an anti-white narrative. You know, there are many other cases in the country within the same time span of the Trayvon shooting that are far more racially animated, such as, and this was the 20-year-old I was talking about, the 20-year-old in Tulsa who raped an 85-year-old white woman to death, or how about the black kids that, you know, gang rushed a 13-year-old white boy and set his head on fire and said, this is what you get for being white. This is what you get, white boy. But, you know, none of these stories that have happened in the same time period, and there are numerous ones that we could draw as examples, none of them have gotten national news coverage. In fact, very little local news coverage. You know, but here in the Trayvon Martin case, you got all the NBA players now wearing hoodies saying, I am Trayvon. You got Barack Obama saying, Trayvon could have been my son. You've got all this other stuff going on. Again, Kyle, and I turn it back over to you now, I don't see why this is national news. Again, it's tragic. Again, I say, at the point of sounding repetitious, if Zimmerman acted in cold blood, if he shot this guy in any other manner than self-defense, he needs to pay a price for that. But I don't think, obviously, it's this, you know, a racist white-on-black crime that the media is trying to push it as. I don't see why all the blacks are marching. I mean, law enforcement's looking into this. And, again, you know, the first story's already unraveled. Zimmerman isn't even white. And, Kyle, thanks to you, Kyle, this is something that is getting national play now because you wrote that piece for Examiner.com and it got picked up by the AP. I think a lot of credit is due to you, Kyle, for getting some of these facts out that the media was either willingly going to let slide or ignorantly going to let slide. Either way, they can't let it go now. And again, I think a lot of credit is due to you. So I say all that to say this. That kind of gives you the facts, the backgrounds of what's going on here. I don't think you really needed that because this is the biggest news story in America right now. For better or for worse. But, Kyle, where do we go from here?
Well,
back to you.
Let me explain what happened Friday night. So Fox Tampa Bay, which is the sister station of Fox Orlando, now they weren't ignorantly ignoring this interview. This was their sister station. They knew full well this interview had existed for 25 days. Well, Friday night, they have a segment. This woman comes on. He goes, we're going to hear from a witness we've never heard from before. And then they play the interview, and they pretend like they just did the interview that day. They pretend like it's not 25 days old.
That's wicked.
And so they know this Fox Tampa Bay shares resources with Fox Orlando. They knew about it. They deliberately hid it, and then when they finally showed it, they deliberately lied about it being brand new. And then the interesting thing, after they played it, the anchor woman gives off some other facts about Zimmerman's injuries, which she appears to be reading straight off of my article. The whole news segment looked like it used my article as its script. And then shortly after that, Drudge Report actually linked to the Fox Tampa Bay news clip, and now it's all over. Now the course of media history on the Trayvon thing is turning, and a lot of people are finding out that they were deliberately lied to. But what you said about the media lying about him being white, there were literally tens of thousands of articles for the first 3 weeks that contained numerous blatant lies in the first paragraph. It said, Zimmerman's white. And then you would see Zimmerman lives in a all-white or mostly white or overwhelmingly white gated community. Well, according to the United States Census, Zimmerman's neighborhood is only 49% white. It's not all white. It's not overwhelmingly white. It's not even majority white.
Yeah, all right, hold up right there, Kyle. I got to reiterate this point for sure. So, again, the national media narrative is that this innocent young black kid is walking past this all-white gated community when a white man shoots him down in cold racist blood. Fact of the matter is, Zimmerman obviously not white, number one. You know, and if his name had been Jorge Rodriguez, this wouldn't have even been a story at all. It would have just been another murder. But he wasn't white, and as you found out, and as only you, to my knowledge, Kyle, found out, this was not an all-white neighborhood at all. In fact, it was less than 50% white.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So, but I mean, is the media going to retract its?
No one in the media has retracted anything. And I mean, it just continues on from there. You had all these articles saying that Trayvon was an honor student. There were articles that said Trayvon had never been in trouble before.
And all that was false.
What actually happened was Trayvon was on suspension for at least 5 days, maybe even more than that. We don't know what he did because his lawyer filed an injunction. No one at the school is allowed to talk about it.
Kyle, hold up right there. Got to take another break. We're coming back with Kyle Rogers, a man who is getting national media attention this week for an article he wrote about this story, the Trayvon Martin shooting. AP picked it up, and we're talking to him tonight. Stay tuned.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
For too long now, those whose ancestors carved from a vast wilderness an awe-inspiring extension of Western civilization have been without any semblance of political representation. Abandoned by the political establishment, we now face the prospect of losing our national identity, culture, and our way of life. But there is hope. There is still time to right these wrongs, and there is a vehicle to organize our people into a force capable of reclaiming America's destiny. The American Third Position is that vehicle. It's a political party for our people, led by extraordinary patriots like Bill Johnson, Kevin McDonald, and myself, James Edwards. Our ancestors, from the gates of Vienna to the sands of Iwo Jima, sacrificed their all in order to secure Providence's most precious gift, freedom. Now it's our turn. Learn more at the American Third Position website, American3P.org. That's American, the number 3, the letter P.org. This is the American Third Position, American3P.org.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
They don't cry.
get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, we're here with Kyle Rogers tonight, among other things. A journalist who is getting national attention this week for his unique and refreshing and objective take on this story that has dominated the national news for a long, long time. And again, it's tragic any way you look at it. It's tragic because it's a loss of life. It's even it's equally tragic, I guess you could say, because of the way the media is attempting to spin this thing. We've already uncovered a couple of lies. Obviously, Zimmerman is not white as they were originally reporting. It wasn't an all-white gated community as they were originally reporting. All the pictures you see of Trayvon Martin show him as this young... I mean, they're at least 10 years old, and Kyle, I think you mentioned that too. The fact of the matter was, he's a 6'2" football player. You know, the media is picturing this as, you know, this evil guy just shot down this little kid walking down. I mean, the guy was 6'2". He could certainly defend himself if he needed to. And again, let the police do their work without all the race baiting that the media is doing, and let justice be served. But you know what I think it is? I think the media is so eager to report on this. It's going to turn out to be another Gina Six. It's going to turn out to be another Duke lacrosse rape hoax.
Oh, well, it's way bigger. I mean, this is bigger than Gina Six.
It's bigger than all of it. But it's
all of them put together.
You know, it's bigger, certainly bigger than that. But
I mean, this is a bigger news story than Hurricane Katrina.
Well, and I know the CFCC website is setting all-time records for traffic right now based upon your coverage of the story.
Well, let me tell you what's going on with CFCC. We actually still have it. Our world record for traffic for one day was a day back in December of 2010 when the CFCC was leading the charge against Stan Lee's movie Thor, which had stuff in it that was deliberately inserted to insult white people. So we actually have a day from back then, which we still haven't beat. However, for the past 7 days in a row, we got significantly more traffic each day than the previous day. And this is the biggest sustained burst of traffic I think I've ever seen. We did have a fairly long sustained burst of traffic like this during Hurricane Katrina, but this is even bigger. And people are coming on the website, and we're getting all kinds of emails and all kinds of people posting comments saying they're a first time visitor and they can't believe that they never knew this website existed, and this is really great, and this, that. And, of course, the bottom line is people have to join, and people have to donate, at least do something, because there's too many people that just want to sit back and have someone else come charging in and save them. And the CFCC doesn't have corporate sponsors like McDonald's. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People has an annual budget of like $27 million, which is provided by McDonald's. McDonald's even has given money to Louis Farrakhan through sponsorships of his events. But people have to join. And so my message to people, if you're outraged, stop focusing on just complaining and actually join and support the activists. If you don't want to join, at least send us some small donation so we can fund our activists.
Well, and it's important because, again, what we see here coming back to this case is that the media, I think, intentionally, but most likely, blatantly, they're blatantly doing this to stir up, knowing that the reporting that they're doing on this is an error, and they're still propagating this message in order to stir up anti-white animosity and anti-white hatred.
Could really
and you've got all of these,
I,
you know, blacks marching. And what are they marching for? I mean, again, if this was a cold-blooded killing, let justice be done. But it certainly wasn't a white racist on a innocent black killing, as the facts have already shown. So I think the media continues to stir this up to either foster more anti-white resentment or perhaps to serve as a precursor to legislation that will come down the pike to limit gun control or whatever. But...
Well, that's one of the angles, is attacking gun rights. And I've even seen that on the local news here in Charleston, where they'll have 10 minutes of Trayvon coverage, and half of it will be about South Carolina's gun laws from the point of view that, oh, if we don't take away the rights of gun owners, then we're going to have controversies like this in South Carolina as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's just that could be something secondary in nature here, but again, the media's willingness, obvious willingness to distort the facts on this is very, very contemptible. A lot of questions for you here in the chat room, Kyle, as you know. People ask, how long do you think this media circus is going to continue? It's already been over a month.
I can't believe it's still going. I mean, I cannot believe. I mean, every night for the past 7 days, I've gone on Google News to see if Trayvon articles were still coming out, and major news source, I mean, 2 a.m. in the morning, and I'd look at Google News, and major news sources would still be pumping out new articles by the minute.
Yeah, and it's not just news. Right, I mean, obviously, Obama gets, you know, Obama offers this story, he offers his opinion on this story, saying Trayvon would look just like him, you know, and of course Obama can call Sandra Fluke because her feelings are hurt by Rush Limbaugh, but I mean, yeah. There's no call, no justice for all of the victims, the true victims of racist attacks in this country, which almost exclusively now are black on white. But nevertheless, Obama's weighing in on this. I mean, it is the biggest thing going on.
Well, let me tell you why I think that the media is going to completely lose control of this golem they've created. Because I think early on, a lot of people in the media thought that they were galvanizing blacks so they'd all get out and vote and help Obama. That the media wanted to create racial tension.
So you think this could have been an Obama campaign strategy for reelection? You know, right. Remember Trayvon. Vote Obama.
However, now with a few days ago, I posted a poll on the CFCC website. Do you think there are people in the media who want blacks to riot? And almost 100% said yes.
But, you know, the media is between a rock and a hard place now, because at first, again, I think out of sheer ignorance, they saw the name Zimmerman and thought, okay, well, that sounds white. Let's run our script here. We have white on black racist hate crime. Now that it's Hispanic on black, you know, they seek to cast Hispanics as a preferred minority too.
Right.
They've got two of their pawns going against one another. Again, a rock and a hard place here. Where do they go now?
Well, now what's happened is the other day, Al Sharpton actually came out and said the same thing that we had in our poll. Al Sharpton came out and said that the media wants blacks to riot. Meanwhile, you've got Louis Farrakhan saying retaliation may be necessary. You've got the new Black Panther Party, which is a Nation of Islam splinter group, practically declaring their intent to go on a violent rampage and putting up wanted posters and saying that the police should be disbanded and all this stuff. You got
Mob justice. That's what they want. This is the witch hunt, and they want a lynch mob.
Yeah. Well, Jesse Jackson chimed in today and said that America hates young black men. And however, see, I've been looking into what blacks are actually saying. And on Facebook and all the different websites and the black media, their vitriol is turning from being all aimed at white people to be against different types of Hispanics. Apparently, the Seattle Times says that they contacted a friend of the family, and they're saying that Zimmerman's mother is a Peruvian immigrant, and George Zimmerman speaks fluent Spanish and is a devout Catholic, and that the family goes to Sacred Heart something, blah, blah, blah. But the militant blacks online are calling him things. A lot of them are claiming he's a Cuban, along with statements claiming that Cubans are the most racist of all the white people in Florida. There's blacks who are calling him a Puerto Rican Jew and various other things. They don't even know. They're just throwing stuff out. But a lot of the vitriol is now coming out that, yes, it's not just the whites that hate us and are oppressing us. All these Hispanics hate and oppress black people, too.
Well, like you said, the golem they've created here and blowing the story way out of proportion may come back to haunt them. We got to take a break, folks, and we're going to continue on one more segment on this story, and then we're going to shift gears. Stay tuned. Kyle Rogers still staying with us.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten the free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, we've been talking about this story for the entire hour. We're going to talk about it for the final segment of this hour, and then we're going to shift gears. Kyle Rogers, journalist, columnist, webmaster, and more, has been our guest for the bulk of this hour, the entirety of this hour. He's going to stick with us for one more segment. Just to recap again what's going on here, the national media, and this comes from Ramsey Paul, another one of our friends, the national media has been in an uproar since George Zimmerman shot a black teen. Zimmerman was part of a neighborhood watch patrol When Zimmerman noticed that Trayvon Martin was in the neighborhood, he confronted him. Trayvon attacked Zimmerman, and Zimmerman shot him dead. When blacks attack whites, the media refuses to report on the race. When the roles are reversed, suddenly the media notices race. While the mainstream media has repeatedly described Zimmerman as a white man, in fact, Zimmerman is Hispanic. Oops. If a company should hire Zimmerman, they could count him as a person of color. But once Zimmerman shoots a black, he suddenly has a race change? The shooting of a black teen by a white man has caused a so-called white man has caused the expected outrage and national media coverage. And as Kyle and I were discussing earlier, meanwhile, however, in Tulsa, an elderly couple was attacked in their home. They had been married for 65 years and lived in the same house since 1950. He was a World War II veteran. But last week, another black fellow, this one was 20 years old, broke into their home and attacked the elderly and ill couple. Tyrone Woodfork raped and killed the 85-year-old woman, and he left her 90-year-old husband for dead, but he survived. Curiously, though, Kyle, the national media did not report on this killing, which was racially motivated, and unlike the Zimmerman shooting, they did not mention the race at all. So back to the story. Again, that's a little more background information for those joining us late.
Well, there's a few major updates with the CFCC that I'd like to make sure I get out.
Yeah, get it out.
First of all, the new issue of our paper is coming out right now. It's the first ever magazine format Citizens Informer. It's going to be a 36-page magazine format Citizens Informer. It probably has the most content ever in an issue. It focuses heavily on the genocide in South Africa. And then we also have a bunch of bombshell stuff about Kansas City around whites going to the Kansas City schools that are just being harassed and attacked relentlessly. I mean, just daily hate crimes against the white children there. And we have people on the scene in Kansas City that are going to be passing out 5,000 copies in the Kansas City area. And then we got next weekend, we got KelpFest outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. There's an email address on the website, or you can contact me. We're going to have authentic Irish and Scottish foods, Scottish Highland Games competition, raffle, vendors. It's a really phenomenal time. It's easy, really easy to get to. It's right outside the Knoxville city limits. And then there's a few other things coming up in Missouri, but on April 14th, the CFCC is going to be protesting Bill Mayer at the Family Arena in St. Charles, Missouri.
There you go.
And so we're going to be making a big splash and hopefully getting a lot of news coverage and making a big difference here.
Well, as the CFCC always does, and of course the Council of Conservative Citizens and the Political Cesspool Radio Program have been working together hand in glove for, well, the entirety of our run, for sure, 8 years now. And like you, Kyle, I'm a member of the board of directors. And it's a great organization, certainly an organization that every one of our listeners should belong to, the CSCC.
Oh, if people aren't members, all the members will be getting a copy of the Citizens Informer in the mail. If you're not a member, if you donate $5 or more online, we'll send you a PDF copy. You'd be able to view it on your computer screen just like a magazine, or you'll be able to print it out, and it'll come out the right size on the page and everything.
And folks, of course, you can do all that at cfcc.org, which
right.
is
just
of course
click on the big donate button in the upper right hand side of the screen.
Always important. And of course, the CFCC also hosts our online chats, and very, very big crowd in there tonight. And Kyle, a couple of last questions for you about the issue that we've been talking about for the hour, the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin fiasco. Obviously, everybody in the world seems to be – I take that back. Everybody in the media world seems to be on Trayvon, the Martin family side on this. The facts be damned.
Right.
And let's wait and see what the facts are. Used to in America, you were innocent until proven guilty. Obviously, that's not the case for George Zimmerman, this Hispanic fellow who finds himself in a very hard situation right now. People ask in the chat room, is anyone helping Zimmerman? Is anyone interested in Zimmerman's side of the story, or is that just down
the
memory?
The whole Zimmerman family is in hiding. I mean, you have black militants literally calling for his murder. The New Black Panther Party is alleging that they're offering a $10,000 reward for anyone who either captures or kills him.
Based solely upon the media's skewing of this story, based upon irresponsible journalism and a defiance of the facts.
Well, with these black groups, it goes beyond that. I mean, you should see some of the conspiratorial crazy stuff that blacks have emailed the CFCC website. Now that this interview is finally seeing the light of day that was originally conducted way back on February 25th, now some of the black militants are saying, oh, this shows that Trayvon was a great hero, and when the evil racist Cuban Zimmerman tried to murder him, he fought back valiantly with all his strength. It went down fighting like a real black man.
And again, I'm not saying that we enjoy the facts. Certainly the exact opposite is true. I wish this had never happened. I wish that Trayvon Martin had not been shot. I wish that this story was not a national news story. I think that goes without saying. At least it should go without saying. But again, the media, for blowing this up and turning this into a racial issue, that is absolutely despicable. One last question for you, Kyle, before we run out of time from the chat room tonight. People saying they're loving your report tonight. You're a hero. But a question for you, and I'm not sure of this. Maybe you know and I don't. They asked, didn't the 911 operator tell Zimmerman not to follow Martin? Do you know anything about that?
The 911 operator said, quote, "We don't need you to do that," which is a standard answer that 911 operators are trained to give. See, the 911 operators had to protect their own ass. Am I allowed to say that on the air?
I hope. I think so. I think that'll be fine.
And the department's butt. So you have all the time, if you listen to these 911 tapes, where somebody's cowering in the corner with a handgun, they're in my house, I got guns, they're coming for me, what do I do, should I shoot them? And the 911 operator's like, I can't advise you to shoot.
That's right, exactly. It's their standard canned safe response.
Don't shoot. And then you hear bang, bang, and by disobeying what the 911 operator said, the person probably saved their own life.
Well, that's right. In fact, we know that from the case a couple of weeks ago. People breaking into the home of a woman who had a newborn child. Her husband had just been killed in the Middle East. And they're breaking into her home, and the 911 operator says, don't shoot. You know, you don't have to do that, or something along those lines that you just mentioned, Kyle. Of course, she did it and saved her life, and that was another story featured at CFCC.org. Kyle, listen, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but we're out of time. This hour has just absolutely gone by in the blink of an eye, but I want to encourage folks that Kyle Rogers is going to stay on top of this story from an objective point of view, which is something you might not find anywhere else but here and at the Council of Conservative Citizens. To keep track of what's going on with the Zimmerman-Martin ordeal, stay tuned to CFCC.org. It's their big story. It's something they're tracking with frequent updates, and they've got the web traffic and numbers to prove it. And, Kyle, congratulations again for being part of this story and for making yourself a part of this story with a report, again, God forbid, that centers around the facts of this. And we'll stay tuned and see what happens. But, folks, you're going to have to get it all at CFCC.org. And, by the way, Kyle, I know you're the webmaster of that. Looks like the chat's down again. Maybe too many people. Maybe you can check that out for us if you get a minute in between interviews, because I know you're very popular right now.
All right.
All right. Take care, my friend Kyle Rogers, everybody. And, again, you can read more of his work at Examiner.com. I believe it is a publication out there in South Carolina. Busy night, and we've still got an hour to go, if you can believe it's still an hour to go. And Andy Nowicki, author, columnist, our good friend Andy Nowicki, will be back with us. He made history a couple of weeks ago when he was on with us. Winston Smith conducted the interview, even though Winston Smith cannot hear. We had the courtroom transcriptionist on. It was a wonder. It was a wondrous work, is what it was. And Winston's not going to be with us tonight, but Andy's coming back on for another appearance, and he's got a new book out that he's going to be promoting, and we look forward to finding out all about that. And later on in the third hour, we're going to do that rapid-fire segment that I wanted to do in the first hour. We're going to alleviate the logjam of stories that have piled up at thepoliticalcesspool.org. It's all coming up in the final hour. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
The Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages. They call the rising sun.